Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you know anything about our show, you know that we are incredibly passionate about highlighting, profiling, and supporting entrepreneurs in South Africa. As we all know, entrepreneurship is the lifeblood of any economy. When you support entrepreneurs, ensure that they're part of the full value chain, that's when through access is actually when we see a heightened level of employment and economic contribution through taxes, earnings, and of course the development that they also provide within the spaces that they're in. Well, our next entrepreneur is someone who has been at this, someone who is a seasoned entrepreneur with over 10 years of experience within running a township-based business. If you know Walkfresh, you'd be well aware that they are pioneering the sneaker laundry industry. They've redefined the theme and the concept around sustainably running a business within South Africa's local economy, and through that have also garnered a significant number of accolades. He's named the NYDA Entrepreneur of the Year back in 2017, Mail and Guardian Young South African back in 2018, and one of Destiny Man's 40 under 40 most dynamic men in the subcontinent. My next guest this evening is going to talk us through his journey through entrepreneurship, share some practical examples that he's learned across this journey, and most importantly, also offer some insight, as he'll be joining us this coming Wednesday at the Kaya 959 Gasi SME Summit in partnership with Standard Bank. He is our keynote speaker. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, at least you're getting a sweetener and a teaser as to what to anticipate this coming Wednesday. We're about to talk all things Ekasinomics with our entrepreneur today, Lethabo Mokoena, who is the founder of Walkfresh.
Show us the money. Money, money, money,
money. Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
You're listening to Kaya Biz with myself, Gugule Tumfupi, in conversation now with Lethabo Mokoena, founder of retail sneaker laundry chain store Walkfresh, joining us in studio. Such a pleasure to have you with us.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Are you well, Lethabo?
I'm good.
You're busy.
It's peak season. It's festive. Everyone's sneakers are dirty.
Oh, so, that clearly means I need to bring my order through. I've
definitely
got a good three pairs that I think can
clean
fresh.
Definitely.
Let's talk Walkfresh. For many people, they might not be familiar with your business, but Walkfresh, as mentioned, sneaker laundry business. Yep. Contextualize the growth and where this started for us.
Walkfresh founded in Davidson, East Rand, 10 years ago, in my friend's backyard. Khabutabang, I always say this. but yeah, basically 10 years ago, I had an idea while chilling with my friends, Goody Koning, at the corner shops, to say, why don't we get paid for cleaning sneakers?
Mm.
And I think at the time, my friends thought I was joking because no one was really, really doing it professionally. And maybe because I had also just came back from varsity, I was trying to figure out, is there a way we can position this thing as a business?
Yeah.
And from there on, we started cleaning from Khabutabang, like my friend's house. And from doing that, started doing some research, background research, focus groups and all of that, and realized that there is like a big gap, right? But we first had to re-engineer the culture of sneaker cleaning because people were just throwing them in the washing machine, giving them to auntie there or chilling on Sunday.
And it's a culture, it's an experience. So I grew up with brothers, right?
Yeah.
And at one point, my brother used to have a Machek parcel in the All-Star,
yeah,
to the point where they got a timpoop. And then
press
it on to keep it white.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? It's a culture and it's a process. Other people use tissue or toilet paper, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we still use the tissue and toilet paper,
really?
Our model, because we don't reinvent anything that's already working. And we always say as Walkfresh, we didn't find sneaker cleaning. It's always been there in our townships. There's no one who doesn't know how to clean sneakers if we're a cast, especially as a gent, you know.
Yeah.
And our thinking has always been, how do we formalize that? How do we make sure that we put that into the mainstream economy and at least own that, you know?
Exactly.
Hence, we're pioneering an industry instead of a business.
What I love about this is that we can all relate to it. I mean, you know, we can all share a story about, you know, cleaning our sneakers and the experience behind it and the lessons we learn from different people as to how they do it. Let's talk the formal structure of, or formalizing this business, because it's one thing when it's just gents, someone is pushes cart, but now when you're actually establishing this as an institution, it's quite a process.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite a process. That's why I always get like anxious when people say, so what's the next move? Because it's a really long game, especially because seven years, realize that we're not just building a business, we're building an industry, right?
Yeah.
So we had to look into the whole value chain and say, so we're using, what formulas are we using? Is there some form of like union we can form around this? You know, can we build a school, right? We're busy building Soul Survivors. where we're teaching other entrepreneurs across the country how to clean sneakers, but not only that, how to run businesses like that in the township, right? So for us, it's been such a very gruesome journey because now we're learning on the job and everyone else is asking us how to do it, you know? But I think we've been very deliberate in our actions, be it compliance. I mean, I was being audited by the Labor Department and I was like, but bro, I'm just sneakers, right? You know? But I think that just also reinforced that we are building like a formal business. And I think it's really something to be proud of.
Take us down that road, because I think this is where the practical insight comes in, right?
Yeah.
And as a keynote speaker at our upcoming event, this is where people actually want to learn the experience. It's one thing to say, yes. No, credit business in Ntwana, you know, I got the right people around me. You know, and things started working out. It's the compliance, it's the capital, it's the cash flow management, it's riding the wave through COVID. And these are all experiences that you had to go through. Maybe talk us through those top three, the compliance in terms of a labor point of view, what you had to go through to manage that, the cash flow challenges I see you went through in 2017, and then lockdown, how you managed that.
Compliance, I think because I have a corporate background, I always knew that. Also, South Africa has a very intense history with labor, right? So you always want to make sure that you cover your basics with that. But also from an integrity point of view, right? You want people to have pay slips, you want people to own this and say, I'm going to work, I'm waking up and I'm going to work, right? Yeah. So there's an internal branding that we had to do with the team to say, guys, this is work, right? It doesn't look nice, but look at yourself as an engineer who's like fixing cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for us, from a compliance perspective, before we even launched, I had to register the business. I had to go to labor and walk in and say, guys, I'm going to employ people. What do I need to do, right? And they say, okay, here's your UIF documents, here's your COIDA documents, and all of the information is there, honestly. You just have to be proactive and go there, right?
And so, I get you. It's the challenge for many entrepreneurs is that it's very laborious and they don't have the necessary
100%
support to run through the admin, I guess.
So I always say what differentiates businessman and entrepreneur and woman from hustlers is compliance,
yes,
right? And your admin. If you have your admin on lock, then we consider you, or I consider you an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're still hustling, I mean, you're banking with... Okay, I don't want to name banks, but you're banking with banks that don't have our business, our portfolios,
yes.
Right? So for us, as WorkFresh, from day one, compliance has been really important. And we saw the benefits of that, right? I mean, during COVID, we couldn't pay our salaries. We couldn't pay. But because the UIF had a TERS fund, we could apply for that.
Yes.
And the guys were still paid, right? So I know the importance of compliance. But more than that, the benefits of that, right?
Yeah.
So it's something that we've specific with and very intentional with. And I mean, the hurdles are there. It's not easy. I always say to my friends, hiring someone and maintaining them in South Africa is the hardest thing you could ever do, right? Because as young people, we always talk about unemployment, but we rarely talk about the attitude some unemployed youth have, right? Where it's hard to like work with them. It's genuinely hard.
I've been hearing this a lot.
I swear to God, and these are things that you learn as you go, right? But I think with your compliance and really keeping your fingers on the ball, it keeps you afloat, you know.
100%. If you've just joined us, it's 5 minutes to 7 o'clock. We are in conversation with Lethabo Mokoena. He's the founder of retail sneaker laundry chain, WorkFresh. So if ever you feel lazy to wash your sneakers or really just need a nice technique to make sure that they keep the quality intact, you don't get the creases, they don't come undone, then this is essentially an organization you need to go to. The beautiful thing about Lethabo is that not only are we speaking to him today, but we are also going to speak to him on Wednesday. He is our keynote speaker for the upcoming Kaya 959 Kasi SME Summit in partnership with Nishputnish Bank. Unfortunately, tickets are sold out, which is great news for us, but this does mean that you do get some feedback from Lethabo today to help you as an entrepreneur or on some of the nuggets and feedback he's sharing. Lethabo, and maybe let's go there. You work in a very competitive space. There are a few other retail chains as well who do similar work to what you do. And of course, you work on a client, you know, basis. So I'm keen to understand, number one, how you deal with competition, but at the same time, having cultivated and built a community and a following around your brand that continues to come back and I guess builds that retention in your customer base you need.
I mean, from a competition perspective, I'm very competitive myself, naturally. Mm-hmm. So I always thrive in an environment where there's competition. But from the time we started, I always say to the other guys that used to ask us, or that still ask us how to do this thing, I said, there's enough sneakers for all of us.
Yeah.
Right. There's really enough sneakers for every entrepreneur who wants to go into this to do that. The only differentiator is what you were saying now, the retainer. How do we retain the clients, right? And I mean, even recently, we just started running a program in the stores of getting customer reviews to understand, do customers want to come back? And if they are coming back, why are they coming back, right? And I mean, no one is teaching us these things. We're learning them as we go, right? But for us, I don't think we're competing with anyone right now, right? I mean, we have it on lock, and because we're playing a long game and we understand the model, we've had to sit down and drill the model and say, do we really want to open all these shops?
Yes.
Or do we want to scale down on the stores and explore a different model? And COVID like led us to those things, our thoughts, right? So for me, with competition, I'm easy, right? I always welcome people to come into the space, because we didn't start Walk Fresh to be the only sneaker cleaning business. We started Walk Fresh to create employment. Mm-hmm. And if other people can do that in Mpumalanga, in Kurumani, why not? Mm-hmm. You know? And in terms of staying ahead of the game, it's really about being innovative, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is what I appreciate about bootstrapping. It teaches you how to be enterprising. It teaches you how to move the ballpost yourself, right? When people start worrying about open shops, you manufacture detergents. When
yes.
you start doing that, you do that, you know, because...
So is that where you are now?
We've been doing that.
Oh, tell us more.
Oh, yeah, so...
Because that's also a lovely space to go into, own level of compliance, dealing with chemicals now.
Yeah.
Also understanding the supply chain, how it gets not only to your stores, but the branches. And perhaps even, you know, selling that to other clients within the retail network that you work in.
Oh, no. We have over 250 entrepreneurs that we're selling the products to.
Beautiful.
In the past 3 years, right? Because 5 years ago, I realized, as we're drilling down the model, to say, okay, all these guys that are selling sneaker cleaning detergents don't know how to clean sneakers.
Yes, yes, yes.
All these big brands, I sit down with them and they ask me, how do I clean this? And I'm like, but you're the one who has all the distribution. How are you asking me, right? And I said to my team, I don't think it's rocket science to manufacture these things. And fortunately at the time, one of my friends had just graduated in chemical engineering, and his dad gifted him a soap manufacturing plant. And we started playing around and reverse engineering what's in the market and say, okay, this is the pH here is too high, the foam here is too high, and we had to create our own like bulk cleaning products, because all the products that are in the market are for home use,
yes.
right? But if you're cleaning 1,000 pairs a month, it's not practical for me to buy 100 milliliters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we started using it, we realized that so many other entrepreneurs need them, and we just started selling them on Takealot. And I mean, we're seeing good sales on that. So,
definitely. Yeah. There's a lot of growth I do see within the un-yellowing cream, the sneaker whitener, and you also have a sneaker clean cleaner pack, where other entrepreneurs can essentially buy. And I think this is such a beautiful lesson, because what you're illustrating here is that you can start off with one idea, but you can branch off into another subset into it, and essentially owning the full value chain, which businesses do it. If you think about Bidvest and what Steinhoff tried to achieve a few years ago under the previous leadership. That takes us to, I guess, how you're going to challenge us on Wednesday with a level of innovative thinking. For those who won't be in the room and listen to some of the more amazing nuggets that you're going to share, for any entrepreneur who's listening right now, what's that one key takeaway they need to bear in mind? Especially youthful entrepreneurs, you know, just to make sure that they keep growing and evolving.
So when I was invited to be the speaker, I felt like you guys were taking a risk, right?
Why?
Because... I struggle with motivational talk.
It's not motivation, it's your story.
No, let me explain. So for me, I'm on the ground to an extent that I'd rather tell the entrepreneurs the truth, right? But to your point, to say what's that one thing, I always say
it's not something to scoff at.
Staying open. If you said 9 to 5, it's 9 to 5, right?
Yeah.
If it's 5 to 6, open. And I said, sometimes it's really just that consistency, you know. So the first things first, let's stay in the game, right? Because now we're going to waste our energy giving you all this advice. Then next year, you're not here, right? But then if you have the staying power, you learn these things as you go.
How do you? Such a beautiful thing to describe on radio. Like, you are a busy guy. walked in, you had to listen to a voice note, you had to know, you had to respond to a message. So if there's anything you do, you are part of the 100%. Mix and you're leading a dynamic team, but you need people with you who see the vision, understand the vision, and most importantly, execute,
yes,
as you say. How have you managed that dynamic?
It's been a really difficult thing to manage because, I mean, the thing about a vision is that it's yours, mm-hmm, and sometimes translating it to other people becomes really difficult, especially when you're young. Maybe if I was like a matahala, people would really listen to me because the things that I told them 5 years ago are happening now.
Really?
Right? And I was asking my friends, I'm like, maybe 10 years later, you'll start appreciating my insights, right? But yeah, it's been really difficult to translate the vision into other people's eyes and let them understand, right? But we've been able to do that. I've been fortunate enough to have really loyal team, mm-hmm, right? And obviously, as you grow, some fall off, which is important because, yeah, then you also have to grow and they also have to grow. But for me, I fell into the trap some years ago of being the boss and thinking everyone will figure out the vision the way I see it. Okay. And I almost lost the business and I had to come back and say, no, actually, I have to drive this thing. You know, there's no time for me to say, yeah, bayazi, you know. Mm-hmm. The easiest way for them to know is if you're always there, you know, and just manage being self-employed and running a business and saying, am I self-employed? Am I running a business? You know,
yes,
just always fighting those ideas in your head. But I think treating it as a job, going in every day, knocking off with everyone else, putting in extra hours and getting paid for that, right? Treating yourself as employee number one allows you, because if the guys see that, it's easy for them to also act accordingly.
100%. So, yeah. Well, with four branches in Alberton, Davidton, Sandton City and Canal Walk, that's not something to take very lightly. I think I might have missed a few there. Others?
We do have a couple of drop-off points, but those are the key ones, yeah.
Got you. So we're seeing you on Wednesday. For someone who wants to learn more about the business, where do we find you? How do we get in touch? Whether it's an investor or someone just looking for a span?
No, we're still cool with investors for now. Like, I think...
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
Yeah, no. I think we're still figuring out the next move, and you don't want to have third party opinions early on, right? It's really important, but not yet for us. Right now, we're still really carving out the model, but I mean, we're all over social media. It's WalkFresh SA across all the platforms. Yeah. And we also have Soul Survivors, like I said, where we have all these other entrepreneurs that are part of the community that we're sharing content with. We're sharing mentorship nuggets with them across the country. And we're distributing to Botswana, Swaziland, Moz now with the products. So it's a whole network. So if I don't think... I get worried when there's a sneaker cleaning entrepreneur across the country that I haven't met or haven't interacted with, you know, because we are building an industry. And like you said, with all these other big corporates, they have dinner together at night.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I think we're trying to establish something like that also.
I love it. In your profile, you actually say that you're rewriting the township business narrative. So
Yeah. We're just tired of how people look at township businesses.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. When we started this conversation, you said this business started Gabo Thabang.
Yes.
Where's Thabang now?
The voice note was from him actually now, because our electrician wants me to pay him, and I'm like, bro, I'm on studio, like, wait, speak to Thabang. And Thabang's like, this guy must relax, we'll see him tomorrow. So Thabang is still there. Thabang and Gam are still there, and even that has been a very difficult journey with us, you know, but we still have each other, so we're still there.
Happy to hear so, man. Yeah. We wish you all of the best. We can't wait to hear more. Shout out to you, Thabang, and all the other partners and peers that you work with, and really appreciative of the fact that you're rewriting the narrative. This is for you as we celebrate you and your birthday, your business.
Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.